To celebrate Métis Week, Musée Heritage Museum at St. Albert Place is featuring the work of three Métis artists in their education space, Christy Belcourt, Leah Dorian, and Leanne Lorraine Savard, until the end of November. Selena Lawyer is Cree Métis from Michelle Band and Saddle Lake First Nation. She is the Aboriginal programmer for the Musée Heritage Museum. Lawyer encourages people to attend any Métis events this week and tells us why Métis heritage is important to acknowledge.
Why should we celebrate Métis Week? Because we are one of the three Indigenous people of Canada, and we're from here, and we're here to stay. We're going to be here with our Indigenous allies and relatives and with the other people that showed up later as a part of Canada to make it into the place that it can be.
Rihanna Lorraine Savard is one of the featured artists. She is from Amaskwichi Waskaigan and is an art teacher. Savard works in acrylic, ink, and makes paper sculptures. She says she likes to use her art to educate others on Indigenous historical and contemporary issues, all while sharing the beauty that surrounds the culture, like Métis floral beadwork. By using contemporary mediums to execute a modern take on traditional beadwork, she believes Métis.art reflects her goal visually. She is a prominent member of the Indigenous art community in the Edmonton area. She is thrilled to have her artwork displayed alongside renowned artist Christy Belcourt.
It feels really cool because Christy Belcourt's a part of it, and she is my artist idol. She is such a phenomenal woman, and like, her art is just incredible, and she basically paved the way for like Métis.art. So to be alongside her is like, it blows my mind.
Savard tells us about her art that is on display called, quote, Selena, unquote.
So the one on display, it's a painting that I had done for a family member, but it is just florals done in like the Métis.art style. And then in between them, I used fish scales, and then I poured an acrylic gel all over that just to create a bit of a texture and also to create like shine to it as well.
Savard says she is proud to teach Indigenous students about art.
Now that I get to come in every single day, teaching at an Indigenous school, sharing my knowledge, teaching them different traditional practices, as well as, like, I guess your academic art, I love coming to work. Like, I love showing them the basics and then just seeing what they do and, like, seeing them run with it and, like, just the creative, amazing pieces that they make.
Savard adds,
they're always inspiring me, or like I'll give them directions or some type of directions to something, and then they'll just take it, run with it, and I'm like so amazed with what they do, because I'm like, I never thought to use that medium that way, or I never thought to look at it that way. So they're always like, they're always challenging me and like just showing me new ways to do things.
Savard's work has been featured in the Banff Center for the Arts and Creativity, Art Walk, Blue Horse Gallery and Studio, and most recently, Room Magazine. For more of Savard's art, go to her Instagram or Facebook page. Take-home craft packages are available at the museum for kids with a flower to put dots on it. Free parking is available and monetary donations are welcome when leaving the museum. COVID-19 protocols will be in place. Proof of vaccination is required for museum admission, as the museum is taking part in the Restrictions Exemptions Program. For further information on the other amazing Métis artists, can be found on the Musée Heritage Museum website or Facebook page. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.